Now we begin the fifth parak. It's the same idea as the fourth parak, meaning you're selling something and you're not specifying precisely what's included in the generic term that you say when you sell it. So the Mishnah is going to say what can normally be assumed and understood to be part of it and what wouldn't be assumed to be part of it. But in like the first, unlike the fourth parak, which is dealing with karka, real estate, here it's metalton, it's more like, you know, things that are not ground. In other words, fourth parak dealt with houses, chatzeros, sadeh, ear. Now we're going to talk about things that are not attached to the ground, like selling a boat in the first Mishnah, or, you know, an olive press and so on. So, mocher es hasfina. If a person says, I'm going to sell you my boat for $1,000 and you agree to buy my boat, machar es hatoran. So, of course, then the toran is the mast. Vesa nes, the sail. Vesa ogin, that's the anchor. Vesa manhiginos. Ve'eskol ha-manhiginosa, and the oars that lead it, presumably also the rudder, whatever, things that direct it. So that's all part of the boat. It's like an integral part of the functional part of the boat. Avalomachar lo'esa avadim, the slaves that work the boat aren't included, because they're not attached to the boat, they're not a boat, they're something else. Lo'esa martzufin, not the cargo sacks that hold the cargo, like the sacks, the booties inside of, v'lo'esa antiki, and not the contents of the cargo holds. Obviously, that's not included. That's something separate. Ubizman sh'amarlo hi v'chomash basocha. If the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you my boat and everything inside the boat, so then harei kulan mechurin. It's all included, even the slaves, even the ore, even the cargo hold, everything. Now, nudin macher es a karon. If I say I'm selling you my wagon, lo macher es a prados. The mules that pull the wagon are not included in that. Two different things. Machas a prados. If I say I'm going to sell you my prados, my mules, lo machar es a karon. I didn't mean to include the wagon. They're separate things. Machar es a tzemed. The tzemed is the yoke that attaches the two oxen together to pull the whatever it is they're pulling. So if I say I'm selling you the yoke, lo machar es a bakar. The animals don't go with it. If I sell you my oxen, that wouldn't include the tool that attached them together. The Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on this point. He says, "Hadam modim, the amount of money set will indicate whether or not the sale of the tzemed of the yoke includes the animals." In other words, the machlokas starts like this. The Rabbi Yehuda says, sometimes when people say yoke, they mean yoke including animals. The Chacham don't even accept that. You'll see. They say no. They say yoke. It's like not. That the word tzemed could never include the concept of including animals. Also, it could be that taka in different parts of the country had different, you know, connoted different things, and Rabbi Yehuda's place it connoted what it connoted. But therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says hadam mudin, you'll be able to tell what the purchaser had in mind based on the price. Ketan, for example, amarlo, if the purchaser says mechorli tzimdcha, sell me your yoke. But Masayim Zuz, I'll pay you 200 Zuz. 200 Zuz is a fortune, right? It's like equivalent to $40,000. It's like it's a year's living expenses for a year. So, Hadavri Yadua, it's obvious. She'ein Hatzemed, but Masayim Zuz. No one purchases a silly little yoke for 200 Zuz. Unless when you meant the yoke plus the animals. Vacham Amrim, no. En Adam, right? You can't bring any proof from the amount of money. Who knows what they meant? I should say not who knows what they meant. There's no way he meant that, because Tzemed doesn't mean animals, period. Now, I'll point out, of course, is a separate. Of course, if the price would be outrageous, you'd have the above metziah stuff. You'd have the onah would kick in, and the sale would be bottle, etc. That's not the point. The point is, you can't bring a, if the word is not sovel the meaning, doesn't include. If there's no way the word can include what you wanted it to include, then the fact that you offered to pay more doesn't mean that the seller intends to sell you more than what you asked for.